I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
That is the foursome. It is the Super Bowl Monday. And as we all predicted before the season, Nick Foles beats Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, everybody saw that coming from a mile away. Carson Wentz went down.
Well, unbelievable. Awesome. Props to Nick Foles, man. I could not believe way he was slinging it from the very first play.
Man, I was wrong on him from the start.
And well, game has changed, by the way. You can't say defense wins championships. And it might happen on occasion. I saw a Drab responded to my tweet last night, and he pointed to the Seattle Seahawks dominating defensive effort against Peyton Manning a few years ago.
Okay. But that's an outlier. I believe
definitely,
that is an outlier.
Definitely an outlier.
It's all about offense. Do you have a quarterback that can go up and down the field? If you have that, you've got a chance.
A quarterback that will
NFL.
Sling it, that will take chances, that won't hesitate, will throw into tight windows.
And give a lot of credit to Doug Peterson, too.
Peterson,
I mean, that guy had big old cojones for some of those calls
he's
throughout the game.
He's got two basketballs in his shorts.
And he stayed aggressive.
Well, he had to go for that fourth down. He had to go for that fourth down.
Which one?
On Foles' last drive.
Yeah.
That led to the touchdown.
Yeah, because
to
you give the ball back to Brady, he's just going to mark
cannot,
it.
You're trailing by one. You're nearly at midfield.
But he,
and that was
but
a
he didn't
drive.
Have to go for the fourth down
at the goal line.
At the goal line. He didn't have to
that
do that.
That was a big one, too.
No, he didn't have to go for
he
that at that,
that
point.
A lot.
And he certainly, I hate going for a two-point conversion early in the game. I get it that you had a missed
that.
Extra point.
So what was 15-3?
Those guys have done the math a billion times. They have a chart. I mean, it's like playing blackjack. Of course you go for it. You just go. There's, if you're down by a certain amount, the chart tells you exactly what to do.
But they weren't down. They were up.
They were down.
Or if they're up by a certain amount, it's all planned
sometimes,
out.
Sometimes
it's not like they're sitting there on the sideline saying, "Should we go for it?"
I still hate
go
it. Not
one,
every coach does that, Cakes.
Yeah.
Not every coach does that.
Until later in the game,
right.
Before
depends
you look
on
at the chart.
It is in the game too.
I hate
yeah.
that. And then later in the game, when they're trailing
just
by one,
don't want to pass up points.
Right. When you're trailing by one later in the game, 33-32, you're going. I'm thinking. Why didn't they kick that damn extra point in the first half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I was just surprised at how bad the pass defenses were for the entire game.
It was amazing.
Well, I mean, there's a big storyline with the Patriots on Malcolm Butler.
I didn't understand that.
They claim
he didn't
that he was
have a great year
for no reasons. Well, Malcolm Butler,
sure.
However, played on 97% of their snaps this year, which was the most of any defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a big
shot. Started
shock.
Every game.
No, right. I know he was
Charlie
sick
Charlie Cassidy
the week.
Called it right away. He said, "Where's Malcolm Butler?" He called it right away on Twitter. Yeah.
Well, when they showed him crying during the anthem, you figured something was going on. And then they talked about it.
And
they
his two players embraced him there.
Yeah.
Like, and apparently
and then when
Matt
he didn't
Patricia
play,
or Belichick told him right before the game.
I didn't get
so
it.
So they didn't say it in the middle of the week.
There must be something that we don't know. There's something that happened.
That's what you would
I mean,
think.
I know he had the flu and he got into Minneapolis later than the team did, but something was going on there. And by the way, his replacement got toasted the entire game.
Rowe?
The Eric Rowe kid?
Yeah. Gilmore played good, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, Gilmore's a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, but the guys who had to replace him.
Right, but I think
toasted.
They swapped roles because I don't think Gilmore was supposed to cover
Jeffrey
sure
they
a
did.
Lot.
I'm sure they did. But, man, I was so wrong on Foles. I didn't think he could make
plays
for four
quarters.
Well,
I don't know if he
could
continue to do that, but he was just unbelievable. He was touched by God yesterday.
He was just in the zone for four quarters.
Yeah, from the very first play. And I just couldn't believe how they just let him just wide open the offense, just let him sling it, throwing downfield, tight coverage,
he
taking chances.
He wasn't a game manager in that game.
No.
Not one bit.
No, he was unbelievable. And Brady was unbelievable for a lot of that game, too.
Yep.
I almost tweeted right at the end, though. I just got the sense there's no way he's going to be able to go four straight drives, 75 yards. I just felt like they weren't going to be able to pull that one off. Like they were in position, just didn't think they were going to be able to pull that
Brady
one off.
Brady was great. The impressive thing to me about Foles, and it's not that Brady can't make these throws, because Brady can make all the throws. But Brady had guys wide open. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited as a Colts fan that Josh McDaniels is becoming the head coach if Andrew Luck comes back healthy, because Amendola wide open. Chris Hogan, like their designs,
yeah.
Get guys.
And Brady was
wide
off the
wide open.
He was throwing behind guys. He was throwing a lot of wobblers.
Some of the throws.
It was weird.
But for the most part.
He heated up in the second half. He threw for 500 yards.
Yeah, for the most part. But he has amazing protection, like a huge halo around him against this vaunted defensive line. It did make one play.
And it was
the biggest play of the game. Mm-hmm. But generally, he has this huge halo of protection. And then guys are so wide open. Not to discredit him, but I thought Foles made some tough throws and slid out of the pocket a lot. Even on that last drive, the fourth down call to Ertz, he has to slide left.
Yep.
Tough catch by Ertz because he gets crushed right there, and he reaches over the first down line. He would have had a first down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the play, I think, after that, he was rolling right, forced out of the pocket, and hits Aguilar on the run. So he wasn't just sitting in the pocket. He didn't get sacked, but he made some throws
on the run. How much was that performance personally worth for Nick Foles last night? Has to be in the...
I don't know.
Well, I think we need to discuss this.
$50 million raid.
They don't need to do anything with him.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Is he still under contract for him?
Yes. Yeah, there's no guarantee Wentz is going to be ready for week one next year.
True.
So, do you roll the dice and trade him and then hope that Wentz is ready? I mean, I don't know if you do anything with him.
But if you do decide to trade him...
Whenever he hits the market, he's going to get paid.
Oh, absolutely.
You're trading him at his peak value.
Well, that's what we talked about last week. We said, look, Nick Foles is under contract for one more year, but what if he wins the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Then he's got his values at an all-time high.
Yeah, he's got a career earnings renaissance.
And he's not old. He's 29, I think. 20,
Wentz
29
is on the RG3 track, though, because Wentz tears his ACL about the time that RG3 did, and RG3 got back for week one. So Wentz should be able to get back for week one.
Yep.
But if you want to go conservative route,
we never know.
You keep Foles because you never know. Maybe he's going to tweak his knee again.
Right.
I think for the Eagles, you keep him.
Unless you just get blown away with some offer.
No, you keep him. Maybe you give him a little reward, but not a significant one.
But you will get an offer.
Oh, absolutely. Their offers will come in from a quarterback desperate team.
Sure.
But if you're Foles and they offer an extension, you take it, knowing you're a free agent next year.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you're a
free agent.
Kid wants to play. I watched all the interviews after, and they talked about
he
it
wants to
during
be a pastor.
The broadcast. He almost quit football 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He almost quit. He wants to play.
Now he knows he can play at the highest level.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He was just an amazing game. Props
to
him.
Well, he probably knew he could play after the Chip Kelly season.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a record-breaking season.
Yeah, he did really well, but then he fell off for a couple of years. I didn't think he was that good. I had no idea. But I really enjoyed it. It was an awesome game.
And who knows if he's that good? We don't know. I mean, he just could have
been. No, for one game, he was amazing.
And then he was great in the NFC Championship. Maybe for that little stretch, 3-4-game stretch, he was awesome.
Just worked. It might
have
been the right.
He can sling it. There's no doubt about it. He can throw a nice deep ball.
Oh, he throws a great deep
ball. And by the way, his receivers go up and get it, too.
Yeah,
because Jeffrey made some great catches beyond the one which he...
Of course.
Tossed up for
an
hour.
It might just be the perfect circumstance. I mean, Peterson called an unbelievable game. The players around him, the offense, everything just worked. It was great. I told the guys, I didn't know who to root for. I just wanted to root for a great game, and that's what we had. And I really did want it to extend and continue. But I couldn't pick a side. There were two evil umpires. I had no idea who to root for. And I never really did pick one. It was weird. It's a rare game for me. But it was, God, that game was entertaining.
I was rooting for the dog
really
the
fun
whole
to
time.
Watch. Yeah, so was I.
And I root against Bill Belichick every time. I've come to like Tom Brady a little bit from that stupid Tom versus Time
you're getting one
Facebook
over.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I still root against him. He's won enough.
Yeah, he's won.
He's won five. And he easily could have only won three because he got hooked against the Falcons. Now, he made great plays. But
got hooked against
if
the Seahawks.
Kyle Shanahan's not a bozo and runs the ball a few times.
Well,
and they don't
and
make
then,
just epic
And then
dumb
Edelman,
plays.
On that third down, Edelman made the great catch. Remember, that almost hit the ground.
Well, plus, Matt Ryan, to me, total donk. Like, the one thing he has to do in the end, if he's going to drop back, is take care of the ball, and there's strip sack there. I mean, but to their credit, they came back. And then the Seahawks won.
Of course, Malcolm Butler saved
them. So, I mean, he's had enough good fortune.
Absolutely. No one's crying for Tom Brady today,
yeah.
Believe me.
But
I think most people were rooting. Unless you're a Patriots fan, you were rooting for the Eagles.
I think so.
I didn't know who to root for. It's really hard. As a Redskins fan, it was
See?
It was
That's
really
what
hard.
I was telling you leading up to
but
it.
But I couldn't root for either one.
I was kind of leaning towards the Pats, but then I started rooting for the Eagles a bit because my brother-in-law is a huge Eagles guy.
So although Rodney McLeod was all over the field.
Yeah, DeMatha.
Yeah.
Made an awesome hit on that who was it? Was it Crooks before he got knocked out of the game?
Yeah.
When he tried to leap him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was a great
tackle. He had a great sure tackle on Gronk, too.
Yeah.
Inside like the 10-yard line or so.
But, man, the game has changed because you always heard defense wins championships, and maybe it'll come around.
I was hoping that, you know, in the beginning of the game when they give their they do the introduction, they give their colleges. I was hoping. I was begging. Yeah.
The Patriots
a couple of them did.
613 yards of offense. The Eagles had 538 yards of offense. I heard driving in this morning, that's the most yards of any game ever.
Highest output in NFL
Not Super Bowl,
history.
Ever.
Regular season, postseason, ever.
Most combined total yards in any game in NFL history. Yep.
And the Eagles allegedly had a great defense. The Patriots all season long, they said their defense wasn't that great.
That was not a defensive game last night.
But the Eagles were supposed to have this great defensive line, this unbelievable defense.
There was one punt in the game. One.
Yeah, New England.
New
Brady
England
throws
punt.
For 500 yards, no interceptions. They don't punt and they lose. Unbelievable.
Yep.
There's no reason he should retire. Like people asked him.
I don't think he's going to.
Dumbest
thing
ever.
Won MVP of the league.
But I do think he wasn't that sharp in the first half.
He had a couple wobblers,
guys,
I agree with you.
Some weird wobblers. He got hit a few times.
What did we talk about last week? How New England historically with Brady and Belichick have struggled early in Super Bowls. They just did. They struggled again early in the Super Bowl.
They struggled to punch
but
it in. They moved the ball.
They're a second half team in the Super Bowl for whatever reason.
They moved the ball. It wasn't like they were struggling. In my mind, offensively, they weren't struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They missed a field goal. They missed an extra point.
Yeah, I mean,
they just
it's a
didn't
team,
punch it into the red zone.
It's a team-wide
zone.
Struggle.
The
yeah.
red zone is where they struggled. But, man, after the game, Gronk, I guess, is pondering retirement. Now, it's probably just emotions, but he's got so many injuries.
He was unbelievable.
And what I heard after the game, too, is he's one of these guys, he apparently has never spent a dollar of his salary.
Right.
Smart, banking it all away.
He's only spent endorsement money,
right. which I'm sure there's plenty of rolling in for him.
And he's had a bunch of concussions. He's had a bunch of back surgeries.
Right.
He's got the
he's
goofy
always banged
elbow
up.
Thing.
Always banged
he
up.
He was targeted 15 times in that game.
He made some great catches. That one touchdown in the end zone was unbelievable.
I heard Chris Sims after the game say he's the best tight end of all time.
Yeah.
And I felt like that's too early. He's not even 30. He's got, you know, you look at somebody like Tony Gonzalez is going to make the Hall of Fame next season, but
not as dominant.
He's the most dominant the most tight end I've ever seen.
Of his era. It's
you
not
throw a
close.
Fade to him, he's coming down with it.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, people look, when Jordan Reed's hot, people like to say, oh, he's one of the best tight ends of the game. I'm sorry. Even when he's healthy, he's not Gronk.
Yeah.
He's just not.
Mm-mm.
He's not on that level.
No.
And by the way, the Patriots will get Edelman back next year.
Sure.
Yeah, but they're going to lose both coordinators. And Gronk may not come back. There'll be some major changes. You never know. I know they're the favorite coming back for 2018.
If Gronk retires, I'll be stunned.
I would be too.
Yeah, I mean that could just be an emotional.
Yeah, I'd be stunned.
But you never know. You just never know.
But the Eagles win. Wondering how you feel about it. 800-636-1067. EB all along had said he was going to pull for the Eagles.
No, I said I didn't really know. I didn't really know. It was hard.
But in the end, he was a man without a team on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it was totally entertaining.
Yeah,
but I just felt neutral about the whole damn thing.
After the game, I mean, I was satisfied because I root against Brady. But in the end, it's not like I'm elated. I don't really care.
Right. You don't have any allegiance.
But I will say it was, as you said, super entertaining. And it is one of those things where Valdez likes to say, it's just sports. He's so full of it. He's so into Tiger Woods and golf. That's sports, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love sports. It's awesome. That's why, and I saw somebody say that, too. You think you know, but you never really know because this type of thing could happen. They were the first team ever to be underdogs in each of their playoff games.
Right.
They were the dog in their first playoff game. They were the dog in the championship game, and they were the dog in the Super Bowl.
And they won 13 games. Well, I mean, add the postseason, they won.
And Vegas is paying for it because
16.
They got crushed by the Eagles' win. Hmm. Big losses
they took
in Vegas.
They took in close to $150 million in their handle of sports of Super Bowl bets.
And people were on the Eagles from the very
beginning. From the very beginning, yep.
And I honestly didn't think. I always thought New England was going to win. That just kept throwing me. How many people were picking the Eagles?
It's only the third time that Vegas has lost on a Super Bowl. Net loser.
Yeah.
And some of those books got crushed. Now, some of the books would not take some of the big bets that – let's say William Hill took.
Crush him.
Yeah.
MGM took a $3 million bet on the Eagles and lost it.
William Hill did. But you know what? When people go up to the window and cash their check or their tickets, they go spend it somewhere else in the casino. I mean, they're going to get it back.
Right.
Of course.
They'll get a chunk of it back. They're not getting all $3
million. No.
Never going to cry
a lot of people,
for Las Vegas.
No, of course you can't. And then people will bet futures for next year. I mean, they're going to end up giving that money back.
They're going to charge $12 for a vodka tonic where they give you like this much vodka.
Sure.
That's where they get their money back.
Exactly.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. Your reaction to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots 41-33.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys who got in there.
Doesn't seem like defense wins championships anymore, but the defense made one play. It was the only sack of the game.
It grabbed
Brady had the ball
loose
in his hands, down five, and everybody on the planet is thinking, we've seen this before. Brady's going to lead him down the field, game-winning drive.
That's what I was thinking.
And they're going to win the game, and they're going to win a Super Bowl, and he's going to have six Super Bowl
rings.
Isn't
that what you guys were thinking?
Of course.
That he was going to drive them down the field.
As soon as I saw him trotting on the field, I was like, well, here it is.
They're scoring like five seconds left,
and it's over.
I didn't think he could do it four straight drives.
Right, really?
When they reiterated the point that in the second half he had driven them three straight 75-yard drives, I said, this is not going to continue for four. It's just too much.
I thought he could.
He could, but I didn't think he would do it. It's too much. It was like we all expected it.
I felt like the Eagles hadn't scored enough. And I said this to my wife at halftime. I was like, they need to get to 40.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like it was 22-12 at the half, and you knew the Patriots were going to start with the ball, and they were going to score.
Such an over,
they
by the way. Flew over.
I said, they've got to get to 40. And in the end, I think that field goal was huge.
I mean, look at the scores in the quarters. Yeah. 12-22, 21-19.
But I was still
just no defense.
I was still nervous when he got the ball back with a minute left and no timeouts.
Yeah, of course.
Neither defense could stop the run game either.
No.
Couldn't stop him.
That was, I think that was something that we're probably not going to talk about that much, but I thought a dumb move that they went for the goofy play on the kick return.
On the kickoff, yeah.
Maybe,
they were desperate.
Maybe a little desperate because I feel if you start with the ball on the 25, they start with the ball on the 25 instead of the 9-yard line or wherever they started.
Yeah. Well, they just thought they would catch Philly off guard, but you know, like they were desperate. They had no timeouts left. They had to do something to get a big chunk of yardage. But Philadelphia Peterson he called a great game.
He did. He deserves a ton of credit.
I mean,
unbelievable.
He wasn't afraid to let Foles make plays.
He knew he couldn't settle for field goals, especially when they're right on the doorstep. He just went for it.
Absolutely.
So props to him.
Just ballsy.
I actually thought of Kirk, even though he's pretty much dead to me.
Right.
But I thought of him and I wondered as he watched that, did he see how he was just taking chances, throwing downfield, wasn't hesitating at all. That's what we've wanted. That's the one part that's been lacking, I think, in Kirk's game.
He's not going to get it from Alex Smith. I know this year
he does
didn't throw
the same
ball
thing.
Downfield.
I know this year he did. And you heard the interview where Alex Smith said he has a little more effort to his game.
Yeah.
So hopefully this reinforces to those guys, man. You got to take chances.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. Want to get your reaction. The Eagles win their first Super Bowl. Upset the New England Patriots.
Do you have any audio that you could play for us, Valdez? Tell us what you got. I don't care if you play Patriots or Eagles audio. I just want to hear some of the stuff.
You want to hear Bill Belichick after the game?
Sure.
Such a curmudgeon.
We're really proud of the way our team competed tonight. It wasn't, unfortunately, our best, but which it needs to be in this game against a great team like the Eagles. But proud of the way our players, coaches, everybody competed for 60 minutes. Just wasn't quite enough. We weren't able to perform at our best. Obviously, didn't do a good enough job coaching. Missed a lot of opportunities offensively in the first half. didn't play good enough defense, didn't play good enough in a kicking game. Just wasn't quite enough against a good team like Philadelphia.
Matt Patricia looked completely flummoxed when they cut the camera to him throughout the game.
Wasn't his best game.
Yeah, Detroit Lions fans are probably wondering, got the wrong coordinator.
Yeah, right.
You want to hear him? He was asked about Butler and why he didn't play.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. What was it, Bill, that the Eagles did that made it lower, better, or hit for what you were trying to defend all that now?
We put the best the players out there and the game plan out there that we thought would be the best tonight, like we always do.
Hmm. Yeah, it's such an emotionless.
He said it wasn't disciplinary, which is weird.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't think it was disciplinary.
And is that hoodie that he wears? Has he worn that every single Super Bowl?
I think he wears a hoodie.
I know, but is it his lucky
one.
Hoodie that he's been wearing for 10 years?
Not sure.
It's his signature.
I think they just cut the
sleeve. Well, why is it so faded? I don't understand.
Maybe it is.
It's butt faded. You look at everyone else's blue hoodie or blue
maybe he is wearing the same
overshirt.
One. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
That's what caught your eye last night? Everything else going on.
It was a different shade of blue. You couldn't miss it.
By the way, the Eagles win that Super Bowl. They overcome losing a guy who could have won the MVP. A lot of people said would have won the MVP had he played the last couple of games. They overcome Darren Sproles being out this season. They overcome Jason Peters being out. I mean, props to them. I know next man up in the NFL. They overcame some key injuries.
I would have bet.
True, but they made a great trade to get Jai. That was huge for them.
By the way, I didn't know he was British. I haven't paid attention to it. I watched him get interviewed.
You know he's a Brit?
Well, I don't know that I've ever seen him get interviewed.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
I don't think I'd ever heard him talk.
I saw him on TV after the game.
Did you hear the hype when the Dolphins went over to England? I didn't pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't either.
Those London games, I don't watch the pregame stuff because usually we're heading over.
Trust me,
Tyson's
I usually don't either, but I knew he was a Brit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. It caught me off guard.
And how about Peterson spreading out the defense and putting Clement out wide and having a linebacker
cover
him.
Clement's a player, by the way. I know he was undrafted.
But it was a mismatch the entire game.
Yeah, but I mean,
he was great.
He was showing flashes throughout the regular season, too. He just didn't get a ton of opportunity.
They got a lot of weapons.
They're just rotating guys through that backfield. He's
got a lot of weapons.
He's going to have a bigger role next year.
If I had a lot of money, I would have bet a lot of it that the Eagles were done when Wentz went down.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it was just a given.
By the way, the two top receivers in the game last night.
They're just done.
The two top receivers were Clement and Chris Hogan, both undrafted guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just guys that showed up in camp and worked their way up, got a chance,
Amendola
had better number. At one point he might have, but I guess at one point
Hogan was killing it. Hogan had a great game.
Did he have six for 125 and a touchdown?
128.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
I also want to hear some Eagles audio, too, from some of the guys. Let's go to Tim in Front Royal. Tim, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Tim, are you there? All right, he's finished.
By the way, Kevin Hart went on NFL Network afterwards with Michael Irvin, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Chris Rose, and he was on for all of 8 seconds. I don't know if you can get that audio. Drunk as hell. I think he even admits that he's drunk. Dropped an F-bomb, and they had to get him out.
Well, he got denied from the podium. He tried to get on the podium during the Lombardi Trophy presentation. They gave him the Heisman.
They said, see
you. Yeah. Get out of here.
He was having a good time,
sure
living life
was.
To the fullest.
Good for him. He saw his team win.
Yeah.
He says he has the Kevin Hart stuff.
We're very lucky to have this guy a part of this team. I've been drinking. I'm on cloud nine.
It's a celebration early.
No, I started the celebration early, but it was supposed to happen.
It happened. You called it.
It was supposed to happen. I hope this is an example of what we can do. We gave a
I love you.
All right, he got to go. He got to go. Listen, that's what it might be like in Philadelphia for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, Fletcher.
Oh, be like that crazy. Yeah, Philly will be crazy for the next, until training camp start. Yeah.
Who said he got to go, Fletcher Cox?
I'm not sure who it was.
Well, I think he backed himself off. I think he realized he couldn't control himself. Like, he said it, and then he was standing, I believe, that he backed off the mic. He knew it.
You want to hear Jason Kelce almost crying after?
Sure. Yeah, I want to hear some of the reaction.
I found myself in the shower crying. dreaming of this moment. You've worked so hard your whole life to get here. Everything culminates. And I can't help but think back to a quote my grandfather gave me from Calvin Coolidge about persistence. I'm not going to say it because it's a little long and it'll drag on, but you know, he gave me that quote when I was 18 years old, when I was not given a scholarship to play at any Division I university. My father and mother told me to stay after my dream. And I've officially accomplished the best thing in this sport with a group of guys who mean the world to me. The resiliency of this team is incredible. We've all talked about it, but when you really sit back and think, a lot of you guys picked us to finish dead last in the NFC East. As the season went along, nobody gave us any inclination that we were the best team in the NFL, especially after injuries started happening, which is understandable. But the fact that we were able to overcome everything, just keep moving forward. I can't help but be a little bit emotional.
That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Props to him.
Now, he played college ball at Cincinnati.
Yep.
Yes.
Cincinnati's not a Division I or wasn't a Division I?
No, it is Division I.
I think he was a walk-on.
Gotcha.
And then maybe earned the scholarship.
Yeah, he was saying he wasn't offered a scholarship.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so okay.
He walked on.
And then his brother went to Cincinnati as well.
Yes.
Travis, obviously the more accomplished, mm-hmm, in most people's eyes, player, but
right,
his brother gets the championship.
Hey, he's been in the league, 8 or 9 years? He's got a Super Bowl ring now.
Good for him.
Pretty amazing career. That's just crazy stuff, man.
You know, you were saying that you thought of Kirk Cousins for a while. When you see a guy like Alshon Jeffrey make a catch like that, did you think of Josh Doctson?
No, I've pretty much given up on him.
You've already punted him away.
The only thing is, like, when they always talk about Aguilar, how he sucked for 2 years and he emerged right, in his yeah, third year. I did think of Doctson for a second. Like, I had a moment where I thought, well, maybe he'll emerge.
Maybe he will.
But I honestly
maybe Alex Smith's that magic wand for him.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
He does tantalize you with a couple of catches.
Me. He just looks butt raw.
Like high point catches. Now he also had high point drops too.
That happens.
Like I think Doctson can make an acrobatic catch, but I don't see him as a consistent guy.
I'm kind of itching to make a Doctson number of catches bet, but that stung me in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it has. You might want to stay away from
I
that.
I don't want to bet against my guys, but I just don't expect
that. Although
myself.
You did hit the teaser. I had to pay on the teaser.
Thank you for paying.
But
I appreciate
it.
It was a really high-level game.
If you were the Eagles, though, do you we'll go around the room. Yeah. I would keep Nick Foles and not trade him.
We got control.
Would you, if somebody offered you a first rounder,
then maybe you let him
go.
Yes,
then I have to say bye bye.
Maybe.
Then,
yeah.
I mean, I have to look at the long term health of my team, and if Foles isn't going to be there past the next year, I have to take a first. If a team's crazy enough to give me a first round pick for Nick Foles, sorry, I'm taking it.
Wentz after the game, I'm
acquiring a capable backup.
Wentz after the game said, "I'll be there." Like they were. I think Nick Foles was jumping on either NFL Network or ESPN to do, you know, his MVP interview. And Wentz, I think, said to the owner, he's like, "I'll be there next year."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Wentz will be fine.
Well, I mean,
as long as he has a standard recovery.
I'm sure he'll be, and I'm sure he will.
I mean, it's a total position of power, though, if you're the Eagles. You're never going to sell Nick Foles. Higher.
Of course.
Correct.
Of course you're not.
But I wouldn't be hell-bent on selling him, honestly. Would they need more talent? I mean, they're doing pretty well.
But
they got
listen
a loaded
to offers.
Roster.
I may not be aggressive in shopping, but if people want to call, if I'm Howie Roseman, and if I get a bunch of
offers.
Yeah, but I'm not going around shopping him just in a hurry to unload him because you're in a great spot. You got a great backup.
I understand that, but there are going to be other teams that are calling, and they may go as high as like a first-round pick.
Well, if they do,
well, they're going to trade him then.
Then you
they're getting
the
first round pick
him.
For him. They're going to trade him.
Yeah,
I find it hard to believe a team would part with a first round pick for him, even coming off of that performance. But a second, I might even list it for a second.
Yeah.
But second and a fourth, second and a
some
fifth.
Some team might get desperate.
Yeah,
I mean the last two games he balled out.
He's on fire.
He looked so good.
He balled out the last two games.
But he was a backup for the last 2 years.
I get it.
I know. I didn't even recognize it.
They only scored 15 against Atlanta in the first game.
Correct.
Right, I will say this. One thing I did really enjoy about New England is the tempo they played with. And it's, I know as a Skins fan, I constantly say, why don't we do that kind of thing? you know, make a long completion, get up to the line of scrimmage, run another play, keep the other team off balance. These things are like just sort of basic and it makes sense, but the other teams don't necessarily do.
The thing that impresses me the most is just their scheme. Like, I'm telling you, I'm just blown away by how open the guys get. Yeah. I think Jay Gruden does a pretty good job. Guys tend to get open, but he'll have one. It just seems like, and I'm sure other offenses do it, but they'll have one receiver cut to the middle, and it seems like the defenders all go with that one guy, and then one guy slips out and is wide open just waiting for a pass
from
Brady.
Simple concepts, but he finds them.
Yeah.
He finds them.
But it also helps that you have Gronk, who
catches anything thrown his way.
Well, he catches everything, but defenses have to pay attention wherever he is. I mean, it's not like you're hiding Gronk.
I thought Brady would. Listen, Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's going to have the hardware and everything. It's hard to argue it. But I thought he was exposed as an athlete when he didn't catch that ball. It was a little high, no doubt. But he just looks stiff.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great passer, but
he's
not a great athlete.
Because if he had a half step more,
he's not a receiver.
And he wasn't nimble.
Right.
He just looked perfect.
If he laid out 40, he might have brought him in, but I don't think
he's not that good
40,
of an athlete.
I just don't know how
that had to have been
hit him on both hands.
That had to have been so embarrassing for him, too.
Yeah. He had nothing but wide open green space in front of him.
I mean, seriously.
If he hauls
can't catch that ball.
I'm not going to say he's going to catch a touchdown because he's butt slow.
No, he's not.
Somebody put him in the car.
There's no way he's scoring.
He's so slow.
But he had a big gain in front of him.
But he's not nimble. He's not.
No, he's not.
He can do one thing.
He can sling it.
He can do one thing. He can stand in the pocket and outthink you and then sling it.
Yeah.
Because like the pass to Hogan, for example, you know he knows he's going to Hogan the whole time for the touchdown. But he looks to the left the entire time. Mm-hmm. It's a safety to move over. Then boom to the right. Boom.
Yeah. No, he's great. But he's not a great
athlete.
By
the way, the biggest lock prop bet yesterday that I hit was Amendola over 4.5 catches.
Oh, especially when Cooks goes out, you know that one's going through the roof.
Well, I don't Cooks. If Cooks plays, I don't care. He's still getting over 4.5.
How many do you have?
He had 8.
Yeah.
Easy, but you knew, and you knew that Brady was going to sling it around 40 to 50 times.
I didn't see Pink. I was still watching the waste management and all that. What? How long did that go?
Oh, it seemed like forever.
153.
Oh, so it was under.
Doesn't seem super long.
Did she sound like poop with the flu, or she sounded good?
She sounded great.
She sounded good.
She took out her cough drop right before her first word.
Oh, it was a cough drop, not gum.
And by the way, everyone was trashing Justin, and Justin Timberlake is kind of douchey, but he put a pretty good performance on. It wasn't Bruno Mars level, but it was pretty good.
I think his microphone was going in and out.
He was just kind of singing along to the track.
Whatever
you
say.
But it was entertaining. It was entertaining. He got a ton of hits. The guy didn't do one NSYNC hit, and he was out there for 20 minutes. If he had done NSYNC hits, he'd still be performing.
He did the stupid non-hit to lead it off.
He did 2.5 minutes of a Prince hit, which was silly.
Yeah. Well, now you're not allowed to do that because you're appropriating black culture.
You can't pay a tribute to Prince in his hometown.
People are out of control now. People are just out of control.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're talking Super Bowl. Eagles win it 41-33 in an upset of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. He's on 106.7 The Fan. That was one of Nick Foles' dimes during the game. He wins the Super Bowl MVP. Not the first backup to win a Super Bowl, but it's not frequent.
The definition for backup is kind of loose because they give credit to Kurt Warner for being the backup when Trent Green got hurt in the preseason.
Tom Brady.
I don't know, Jim Plunkett, I think, it took over at one point.
Now, this is a guy who
Doug Williams
took over at the end
of the
season.
This is a little different,
This is more like a Doug Williams situation.
Yes.
I feel like. It's just an incredible performance all the way around. And I was like, I know Jason and I said it several times. I had a hard time seeing Nick Foles out-duel him. And I don't know that he necessarily did, but he certainly kept up with him stride for stride. And it was just unbelievable. I was just stunned.
He made the throws when he had to.
He didn't have the yards that Brady had, but he also has a superior running game.
And the interception was kind of a joke because Jeffrey popped it up. Like, that wasn't an interception ball.
It was basically on Jeffrey's hands. It was a contested ball.
It was thrown short.
It was like a great throw, ball. But it shouldn't have been an interception. The only reason why it was an interception
was
because Jeffrey popped it up.
Yeah, it was kind of fluky.
No, look, he takes shots, and the team takes shots that, you know, that's like Gruden always talks about, throw up those opportunity balls, and hopefully a receiver comes down with it.
Jeffrey's
that type of guy. And by the way, Foles didn't have to throw it as much because they ran for 170 yards.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they did whatever they wanted to do offensively.
Well, Blount is unbelievable. What he does, he's just such a tough runner. I think he's about 30-31. Somebody better sign him next year.
He's got three rings.
Yeah. Somebody better sign
his ass.
He's
had a really good career.
Back-to-back years, right? So yep. You had one with
I was telling Case before the game.
Back-to-back.
Well, that's right.
He's had his unbelievable sort of postseason career, and he's been a really important back. He's only made about $7 million bucks because you know, he had that incident in college where he hit the guy from Boise State, fell in the draft, and never was really cashed in. And he's just been had this amazing career. I hope he saved his money.
Yeah. Now's the time for him to cash it. If I were him, every single appearance on the docket, I'm taking it. And I'm charging extra because I'm now a Super Bowl winner.
So next year, the Eagles will get back a guy who could have won the MVP at quarterback, who was on pace for 40 touchdowns this year.
So good before he got hurt.
With very few interceptions. They'll get back Darren Sproles. Now, he's older. But
he's a bit player, but I mean, it'd be nice to have Mac if he's still under contract. I don't know what his contract details are.
And they get back their best offensive lineman in Jason Peters?
I don't know his contract situation.
Plus, Peters getting up there in years. Didn't he suffer an Achilles injury or knee? I can't remember which it was, but
you just have to hope that they don't have, you know, good fortune.
But they're fine. You know. They're fine because they've got so many weapons in the passing game. They got to start using Clement a lot. Clement's legit.
I think he has to have a bigger role going
forward. Yeah, he's good.
After the way he played down the stretch.
Ertz is young. They got a stud tight end. They got the two receivers. You know, Torrey Smith. I mean, they got so many weapons. They'll be fine.
Trey Burton's a guy who stepped in when Ertz was banged up during the season.
Yeah.
He's a nice backup tight end. Threw the touchdown pass to Foles.
I wonder if anybody thinks, though, that Bill Belichick blew this game. Because after the game, I love watching all the post-game stuff. So I'm watching basically three networks, just flipping back and forth to see where the best interviews.
No regard for sleep.
800-636-1067. But LaDainian Tomlinson and Deion put it on Malcolm Butler being benched. Now, Deion Sanders, obviously, a guy who's played corner. He said, I don't care what happened. This is the biggest game, biggest stage. You have your number one corner who's won you a Super Bowl before.
Right.
And he says, I don't care if he was torched last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. He's like, he's been your starter the entire season, and he doesn't get one snap. Apparently wasn't on the field for one snap.
No, he played
special teams.
No, I'm talking defensively.
Yeah, you're right.
And what Deion was saying, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, because Patriots fans might be frustrated, is that, first of all, they attacked Rowe. So in the first half, when Rowe was on Jeffrey Rowe was guarding, they attacked him. And then when they switched it around, they started attacking in the middle of the field where safeties all of a sudden had to come in, where it might have been a slot corner or Malcolm Butler. You know, you saw a lot going to Ertz, Aguilar.
I don't get it. I mean, he clearly was their best corner. Maybe he didn't have a great year, but I think he played pretty well in the AFC Championship game. And he was told right before the game, right?
Right before the game.
So that means in practice leading up, I would assume he was on the first unit.
That's what it seems
like.
I
think he was sharing reps. So yeah, I think the players knew his role was going to be more limited. They didn't think he would be eliminated from the thing.
Yeah.
You could try to book Ross Tucker. Shoot him a text because he tweeted something either late last night or early this morning that it was like the worst game Belichick's ever coached. Something along those lines.
Yeah, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I would love to hear what he thinks.
I like the way Belichick uses timeouts. Like, we always talk about, you start comparing to the team that you see all the time, which is the Redskins. We always talk about how Jay Gruden's awful with
game management. Yeah.
Belichick always gives his quarterback an opportunity. So instead of holding those timeouts, he started calling timeouts with about 2 minutes and 50
seconds
proactive.
Left. Yes.
Well, that was pretty standard. What he did there, that was pretty standard with the 2 minute timeout.
Well, no, because you don't know. Now, some.
What was the score at that time?
That was 33-32.
That was before the touchdown scored, right? Yeah. So they were up one.
But they were in field goal range. They were at least going to take the lead. It was whether they're going to kick a field goal or they score a touchdown.
Yeah.
If they kicked a field goal, they would have been over.
But they could have ran the clock out.
Yeah, but they would have had to have a first down
inside the four. And that's not crazy.
I don't know. I think Belichick uses the timeouts very wisely, just watching. I mean, he's not a guy who's calling plays anymore.
Correct.
So he's got his two coordinators in charge, so he can just be in charge
of that. He's the overseer.
Well, but he knows what's going on. Believe me, he's got
absolutely.
The input.
The Eagles botched it because it was like 2 minutes and 3 seconds left, and they were waiting for the 2 minute warning, and it was second and nine. They should have threw the ball and gotten the first and trying to get up first down.
Should have thrown it?
Yeah, because the clock was going to stop anyway for the 2-minute warning. So what's the point of running for, mm-hmm. you know, 1 yard? Might mm-hmm. as well take a shot and try and get a first down.
Just didn't want to turn it over, I guess. Well, they knew they were going to score.
And also, you've been fairly successful running the football.
Yeah. I didn't think they botched it.
So you're hoping that your guy breaks one run for a first down.
Yeah, but when they put basically 12 guys in the box.
Yeah.
Might as well take a shot and try and throw it.
Hard to second guess the Eagles, dude.
Belichick said after the game he was out-coached. He's part of that defense, Matt Patricia. The Eagles had their way with that defense.
Mm-hmm. They did.
And we did hear all year they were bend but don't break. Well, they broke.
Yeah. Do you have any more audio of guys? I want to hear some.
Neither defense.
Yeah, you want to hear Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. MVP of the Super Bowl.
But I felt good. I felt calm. I think the big thing that helped me was knowing that I didn't have to be Superman. I have amazing teammates, amazing coaches around me. And all I had to do was just go play as hard as I could and play for one another, play for those guys. And, you know, not look at the scoreboard, not look at the time. Just go out there and play. Don't worry about it. And, you know, came away with a victory.
He said that's how he used to play basketball. He said he played hoops, never paid attention to the score or any sort of game situation. He just played ball.
Yeah, he always said he's more of a basketball player than a football player. That was really his sport. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jason in Chantilly. Jason, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks, how you doing?
What's hey, up? Doing great.
So I wanted to comment about Belichick's worst coach game ever. I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. I do like the way he uses timeouts, but benching Malcolm Butler had a chain reaction across the whole field, and he left a lot of people open. And I want to talk about that lateral at the end of the game on
the
kickoff.
Yeah, stupid. I didn't like
where,
that.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave up 20 yards.
Yeah.
And he took the ball out of Brady's
and
hands.
It took
it was
a few extra seconds
idea.
Off the clock, too. That one backfired.
It screamed of desperation.
That one backfired.
Well, they were kind of desperate at that point.
That's true.
He was trying to provide a spark. It just didn't work.
Yep.
It did backfire because
yeah,
you got the
Brady.
It's not like
you got Brady, and if you start at the 25, if you just down it, I'm sorry. He at least look. He had a Hail Mary, so
which
let's
was
just say
kind of close, by the way.
Yeah, it was. I think it hit Dorsett in the hands. That's deflection, and it's kind of freaky.
It hit the big group, and then it kind of deflected at the end, and like one of the Patriots made a dive for it. But
pretty sure it was Dorsett.
He was out of range.
Well, 13 yeah. was right there. Is that
yeah,
Hogan?
Dorsett?
Dorsett. Yeah. yeah.
But you know, you'd be on the 25 yard line instead of the 50.
Yeah, it just didn't work out for him.
I agreed with Collinsworth, though. I think it was Collinsworth said I would have taken two shots at the end zone there at the end. You know, instead of that last pass with 13 or 14 seconds.
But maybe they didn't think that Brady has the arm to throw it 65 versus, you know, throwing it 55.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. We'll come back, take your calls. Was Bill Belichick outcoached in this game? The great Bill Belichick, who does have, of course, 5 Super Bowl rings, will take your calls at 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.